the weightiest day. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? Mark 15:34. There's something about Friday that's good. Back in my teaching and coaching days, Friday was either the end of the week or game night. Both were good. Tonight, we will come together as a church, as will millions of followers of Jesus around the world, and focus on what Jesus did for us on the cross. Some will come dressed up and scrub clean. Others will come dirty and sweaty from a hard day's labor. Some will come silent and reflective. Others will come ready to shout praises. We will all look to the cross, the most brutal instrument of capital punishment the world has ever known. And we'll think about how Jesus suffered for us. Over the years at our Good Friday services, we've invited people to come forward and literally hammer a nail in the cross. I'll never forget one year watching a couple in their late 80s shedding tears as they struggled to drive the nail. The longer I've lived, the more pain I've seen and experienced. That seems to be the way life works. Most of us won't die peacefully in our sleep at 90, knowing that we've left a perfect legacy of love, generosity, and a few million for the grandkids. Most of us will struggle with a walker or wheelchair to the finish line. We'll die on an operating table or on some bed hooked up with tubes and wires. The more fortunate, I think, will still have their wits about them. And we will all die with the pain of regret. We'll all die knowing that we squandered some opportunities and hurt the people we love the most. The more reps you get, the more likely you are to blow a few. I've seen The Passion of the Christ and a few other movies that depict the physical pain Jesus went through. I've hit 10 on the pain scale a few times, but I can only imagine what it must have been like to suffer the physical torment that Jesus did. At some point, though, I think the nerves reach a point where they shut down. It's amazing the physical pain that the body can tolerate. It's the emotional pain that I don't think ever let up or leveled out for Jesus. If you've ever had a spouse, kid, or close friend stab you in the back and betray you, then you can begin to take a baby step of empathy. I think sometimes when we talk about Jesus paying the price for our sins, we let the abstract theology take over in our minds. We start talking about grace, justification, redemption, and the like. All good, very good things, very good ideas, ways of making sense in our brains with the meaning of the cross. I taught literature for lots of years. I helped hundreds of kids make some sense of Hamlet's death and try to understand why Willie Loman had to die. Hint, the play is called Death of a Salesman. We know right from the beginning that Jack Pearson from This Is Us is dead, and we keep watching. At least some of us do, to understand another layer of meaning to his life. I think we do the same thing with Jesus sometimes. We treat him as a fictional character who's really deep and interesting, and we keep trying to find new layers of meaning to him. Or we treat him as a fictional character who we don't really understand, so we give up trying. This is where the historical accounts make all the difference. Now, nobody's ever accused the gospel writers of excessive detail, but yet they all slow down when they get to Jesus' final hours on the cross. Every detail of those last few minutes has been scrutinized, interpreted, and reinterpreted for the last 2,000 years. Here's the one detail that sticks in my mind. Before he died, Jesus cried out to his Father, my God, why have you forsaken me? Now, Forrest have died with the books that have been written about what was going on in Jesus' mind and how his divine and human natures interacted. Regardless of how he processed that moment, he experienced what it was like to be abandoned by his Father. Over the years, in a few different careers, I've had to fire a few people. I've had to discipline kids more than a few times. I'm sure they all felt that I had abandoned them, and I'm sure at some level that I did. In that moment, they each felt that I had removed my love for them, if even just for a few moments. Jesus knew that his perfect heavenly Father had turned his back on him to suffer, but he hadn't done anything to deserve such treatment. He voluntarily traded the perfect love from eternity past for the pain of all the rejection the world had ever known and would know. Now, don't rush to throw in the why and the perfect plan about John 3:16 and God's love for you. We'll get there in a few days. Let the weight of Jesus' pain weigh on you for a minute. Just let it sit there. Jesus, help me to see you in your pain today.